I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about UAS admissions. Welcome, Brittany, is it Wisner?
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. UAS admissions counselor. Hi, Brittany. And also Cameron Okins, UAS student ambassador. Welcome, Cameron.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks, both of you, for being with me today. Cameron, let's start with you. What's a student ambassador, and what do you do as part of that role?
So student ambassador, we're pretty much like the first people that you talk to when you start your journey at UAS. We answer like inquiry calls and stuff like that. And we also give tours to prospective students. And then we also help with part of the application process. Like, you know, if you're having trouble getting contact with admissions, or if you're behind on your, qualifications or anything like that. So, yeah.
And what made you want to take on that job?
I've always liked talking with people. I've always been really personable with them, and helping students on their way to becoming a university student is, you know, a really important job.
What was your own experience like deciding to attend UAS and then navigating the application process?
When I started at UAS, I was originally in Juneau. I went to high school here. And so when I first started at UAS, it was actually in high school. One of the admissions team from then, back then, actually came to the school and talked with me and kind of like told me everything about it. I ended up actually joining the math program here and ended up really enjoying it.
So I've never been on a tour of UAS, though I've been to the campus many times. Can you give me one of the highlights that you like to point out?
I think one of the most amazing things at the university is always the library. It's really big. It's really beautiful. And I always tell people it's probably the best place in all of Juneau, really, to hang out and just relax.
Yeah, I do like the library there. Brittany, turning to you as an admissions counselor, how does having student ambassadors like Cameron help support you in your job?
Oh, my gosh. Our student ambassadors are so important. We have two amazing ambassadors right now. Kaylee couldn't be here today, but having Cameron and Kaylee and other ambassadors, it's so great because they can connect to students and their current students, so they can really give them the student perspective and tell their own personal stories and talk about what it's really like as a student. I'm not currently a student, although I was, and Cameron and Kaylee are just more hip and just way cooler than me. So to hear, you know, they're talking with students that are almost their peer age. So yeah, and they take care of a lot of calls. So when we have, you know, we're calling our students and doing document checks, like, hey, like, you're still missing a transcript, you need your scores. Cameron and Kaylee can do a lot of calls really fast. So they are a tremendous help. And it's always nice to get a tour from someone who is currently going to school there or living there. So yeah, they are amazing.
So Brittany, what do you encourage prospective students to consider before they make their final decision to choose a school?
Yeah, I think a big part of the decision process is just making sure it's the right fit for you. I know when I was, so I'm from Palmer originally, and my big dream was to get out of Alaska, and I wanted to go somewhere warm and a huge school, and that was just like my total college dream was to get out of Alaska and go somewhere huge. But when I took a tour of UAS, I kind of learned some things about myself, about like what would really be a good fit for me, like a small campus size and actually knowing my professors and having the program that I wanted and having it offered in a place that I had never been before. So that was still exciting to me. So I think students, determining the different ways it could be a good fit for you. For me, another big part of why it was a good fit for me was just financially. I had the Alaska Performance Scholarship and the UA Scholars Award. So that I was like, I guess I am a good fit there. I have a lot of money to go here. So, yeah.
Always a factor to consider. Cameron, would you add anything to that?
Not really. I mean, like Brittany was saying, it's a really affordable college. And I think that's also one of the big reasons I came here is because for such a small and affordable college, you really don't expect to get as much as you do here.
So after a student makes the choice to come to UAS, what are some of the most frequently asked questions that come up as they navigate the admissions process?
Yeah, some of the big questions we get are, just, yeah, all about the next steps. Right now, students who have applied, they're like, well, what's next? Like, I think a lot of students have just been waiting to graduate high school, which totally makes sense. You know, you have like prom to think about and online classes and just all these other things. But right now they're like, oh, okay, so am I coming? Am I in? Like, what's next? So, yeah, those are some of the big questions. And right now the big message to students is that it's definitely not too late to apply or even start, you know, start your process of coming to UAS. It's not too late. That's another big question I get. I know decision day, National Decision Day is May 1st. So a lot of students think like, oh, I had to make a decision by May 1st and I didn't, but it's awesome if you've made your decision by May 1st, but obviously our application is open all summer. It doesn't close till August 15th. So yeah, our big next steps right now for students are you can apply and you can sign up for classes even too. So even some of the high schoolers that are just finishing or just wrapping up their last weeks of school have already set up their fall schedules, which is really cool.
All right. Yeah, well, that's another good thing about attending a small school is if you miss a deadline or if you need some help, you can at least ask someone. And I'm sure that you all do as much as you can to help a student get what they need.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely been interesting during these COVID times, but normally we come to the high schools and we do like a big we call it enrollment day. Some students probably remember seeing us there, but yeah, definitely easy to find who has the right answers for you. And if we don't have the answers, we can find the person who does. So.
Great. Well, Brittany and Cameron, thanks so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything that you want to share right now with our listeners about what UAS students should be thinking about if they plan on attending the next semester?
Yeah, definitely thinking about getting your application in. That's a big one. So definitely make sure you get your application in. They're due August 15th, although we obviously really encourage students to get it in earlier. Registration is open, so you can already pick out your classes, you can build your whole fall schedule, and we really recommend students do that before like early August so you can order your textbooks in time for classes to start on August 23rd. And our housing application is open too, so even if you're in Juneau and you know you want to move to a different part of Juneau and live on campus, that's still open. So very open to our new students. We have lots of staff ready to help you get you on your way.
Cameron, would you add anything to that?
Not really. I think Brittany said it all. Just there's still definitely time to apply. I think anyone that's still out there looking should definitely look into UAS.
All right. Well, thanks both of you for speaking with me today. Where should folks go to find out more information? What's the best place?
Yeah, they can go to our website, uas.alaska.edu. You can find our application there. You can find everything there. You can even find the tour request if you want to take a tour this summer. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, both of you. And I hope you have a great summer and are staying busy and, you know, having fun until fall.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
If you're thinking about running for office for the first time, up next, we've got candidate training information from the Juneau League of Women Voters.